It's not always easy to make math fun and relatable for teenagers. Not even honors geometry students at Rockbridge County High School, eager to swap their rulers for Ray-Bans as they gear up for summer break. But Rockbridge County High School teacher Scott Fleshman hit upon an idea that would take the complex language of numbers and measurements and make it artistic and beautiful while paying homage to Rockbridge County's rural roots.
I wanted, number one, to come up with an appreciation of the past.
They're called barn quilts. Perhaps you've seen them. They're large squares of wood brilliantly painted to look like old-fashioned quilting swatches, typically comprised of geometric shapes like stars, diamonds, and triangles. You see them displayed on barns and homes across rural parts of the country. It's a look that says, Americana. And there is probably a tractor or chainsaw somewhere on this property. The idea came to Scott from his father, Russell Fleshman, a retired school principal. Russell Fleshman is one of those guys who can't sit still. He farms. He published a memoir. He's a skilled carpenter who owns 9 apartments, one of which he just finished renovating. And in the winter months, he took up barn quilting because TV is just not his thing, and it was a craft that had always appealed to him.
Here's my cow one. That's been popular.
Yeah, I really like that.
And you can change the colors on it, whatever you want. Barns are putting them in their gardens.
Uh-huh.
Students are taking them to school and putting them on their walls in the dorms.
There was just one concern. Barn quilting involves extremely precise measurements, even for a carpenter as skilled as Russell Fleshman. If you're off by even 1/16th of an inch, it throws off the entire pattern. Angles don't meet up. It involves figuring out how to take a tiny pattern found on the internet and scaling it up to precisely fit a 4x4-foot piece of plywood that he would attach to the front of his barn. Fairly sophisticated geometry was involved. He called over Scott for a refresher course. Russell shows me the barn quilt that got the whole thing started, an intricate star shape that looks kind of like a spinning pinwheel.
That was hard, and
yeah.
That was the one that I called my son on. It got the stuff started over to high school. I could not get the dimensions to come out right from this angle to that angle, and I messed up 2 of them before. And you can't erase those things; you got to paint over them.
And as I was helping him, I thought, this is everything that we do in our classes throughout the year in geometry, and this will be a great culminating activity for the students.
Scott asked his father to come in and talk to the students about barn quilting 101, how to find a design, how to scale it up to fit onto a specific size mat board, the math concepts, and the art involved. A color palette had to be chosen. Design chops required. Simpler is better, they urged the students. Don't go overboard. Some students were unsure at first. Math as art? No way. Math as beautiful? Huh?
But I had several students choose pretty complicated designs. One in particular, the student showed it to me, and I said to her, oh my, that's a pretty ambitious design. I'm not sure if you want to undertake that quite yet. And her response to me was, it's done. And I said, what do you mean it's done? And she texted me a picture of her project completely done.
These are honor students, remember. Overachievers. Scott was seriously impressed by the results. The students' barn quilts have been displayed in the high school's lobby since April.
Definitely we'll do this again next year. The feedback that I've gotten from the kids has been very positive.
One of his students, freshman Sophia Youngdahl, was inspired by the project, and it gave her a deeper appreciation of the region where she lives.
It looks really complicated, but you can make really cool things just with math, and I didn't really know. At first, I was confused of how the math would be factored into that, but it actually worked out really well. You can put math into a bunch of daily things, and you can turn out to make something really cool. Now, whenever I go by a barn, like when my family's driving or something, and I see a barn quilt, I say, hey, I made one of those.
Scott Fleshman is thinking about adapting the project for all of his students, not just the honors group. As for Russell Fleshman, the inspiration behind the entire project, a couple of years ago, he approached county officials about establishing a barn quilt trail of Rockbridge County. He envisioned it as being similar in scope to the one in Highland County. There, the Chamber of Commerce put together a guided map of 25 or so destinations featuring brilliant barn quilts that tourists could drive past. So far, the Rockbridge County project hasn't gotten off the ground, though Russell is hopeful. But who knows? Now that a bunch of local high schoolers are hip to this old-timey craft, Maybe a barn quilt trail of Rockbridge County will happen sooner than we think. For WMRA News, I'm Jessie Nadler.